This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 5-day state visit to India. During the visit, Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. During his stay, Dr. Moizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. Maldives is India's key maritime neighbour in the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and India's neighbourhood first policy. The visit of President Moizu to India after the recent visit of the External Affairs Minister to Maldives is testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations with the Maldives. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in the Haryana Assembly elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling for 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all sections were seen queuing up at polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years, were seen participating in the electoral process with enthusiasm. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on Simultaneous Elections. Indian Air Force will conduct a mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai today. The air show is a prelude to the celebrations of the 92nd Annual Air Force Day. The aerobatics show with 72 aircrafts is likely to draw 15 lakh spectators, aiming to create a record in the Limca record book this year. The National Investigation Agency NIA has carried out searches in multiple raids in connection with an ongoing investigation into a terror financing case involving Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM. The raids were conducted across 5 states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi, covering 26 locations yesterday. The NIA searched premises in Meerut and Saharanpur in UP, Gwalpada in Assam, Aurangabad, Jalna and Malegaon in Maharashtra, Baramula, Pulwama and Ramban in Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi. During the searches, NIA team seized several incriminating documents, electronic devices, pamphlets and magazines. Israeli warplanes launched a series of airstrikes on Lebanese capital Beirut's southern suburbs last night. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israeli army has destroyed a significant portion of Hezbollah's missile and rocket capabilities. In a recorded video address, Netanyahu also said that the Israeli forces are dismantling the Lebanese group's tunnel system near the border. Netanyahu also took aim at French President Emmanuel Macron, who emphasized on prioritizing a political solution and called for halting the supply of weapons to Israel. In response, French President Emmanuel Macron's office said, "We must return to diplomatic solutions." In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Gwalior today. The match will start at 7 p.m. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will lock on with arch rival Pakistan in Dubai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. A win would give Harmanpreet Kaur's team their first points and some breathing room, having lost their opening match against New Zealand on Friday. World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed globally to raise awareness about the condition and promote inclusivity. This day aims to challenge stereotypes and work towards creating an inclusive society where individuals with cerebral palsy are respected for their identities and talents. The theme for this year is Uniquely CP, which emphasizes that a person's disability does not define their entire identity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.